Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring in discussion today relates to the Salat and Tasbih, or the prayer of Tasbih. It is generally prayed very fervently, this special prayer, by many Muslims, many devout Muslims all over the globe, especially on Fridays. Basically, it's a four rakat prayer in which the words Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar are repeated 300 times in those four rakats, which means 75 times each in each of the rakats. They are said in a particular way. And it is said that this prayer is of immense blessing. And the Prophet Muhammad has divulged, or reported to have divulged, details while addressing his uncle Abbas رضي الله عنه. Now, it needs to be understood that the narrative which describes this prayer is weak and it is za'if. And Imam Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah, while citing the opinion of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal in his fatawa, has said that Imam Ahmad has regarded this narrative to be za'if, and so is the opinion of many other hadith scholars. Similarly, a very recent authority, Nasiruddin Albani, has regarded this narrative to be weak and za'if. And we have to be very careful that we must not do anything which is not reliably ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And since this narrative, which describes the Salat and Tasbih, or the prayer of Tasbih, is not soundly reported, cannot be reliably ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so therefore we must abstain from this prayer, and we must be very, very careful that whatever we do must have the sanction of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if anything does not have this sanction, it is deprived of this sanction, then that deed should not be done at all. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisairil muslimina wal muslimat.